Let's do a spiritual exercise using the first reading from the book of Exodus today. Like the Egyptian, when we become very worldly minded and we are losing the things that we have become so dependent on, how would we react? Would we react like the Egyptians today who tried their best to pursue and make sure that they seek out the ones they have become so dependent on? The pharaohs, all his chariots, all of his finest warriors and army were chasing after the Israelites, their slaves, in order to call them back so that they continue to have that comfortable lifestyle, because they didn't want to let go, because they didn't want to change, because they have gotten so used to having people serve them and having things their way, and to live in the comfort and luxury in a hedonistic and pleasure-based lifestyle. In our own spiritual way too, my brothers and sisters, that when we have to change our way, when we become so worldly-minded, we want to grab on the things that make us comfortable, that feed onto our pleasure, our satisfaction. And when those things are taken away from us, we use our power, our control, our influence, or whatever to get them back at all costs. Are we worldly in that sense? Or are we willing to let things go and continue to grow and seek the Lord and seek the truth and seek real freedom? Now, let us turn to the Israelites, the way of discipleship. At times, when we freed ourselves from the people or the things that enslave us, we will be fearful. Fearful because we have gone used to that lifestyle, the enslavement to the people or the things that lord themselves over us. We have so become so dependent on them that we're fearful of letting go. And when we let go of our past, of our worldliness, of the spiritual evil that exists, they will chase after us, hunt us down, and make us feel like we can never escape them. And that's when fears and reservations will come in. And fears and reservation will tell us, who are you to think that you can be better? Who are you to think that you can escape from us? Who are you to think that somehow you have been chosen and the Lord is with you? When we want to change our life, when we want to seek the Lord, when we want to live in the truth, the evil one, the one who have become so dependent on us, will hunt us down and begin to accuse us. As a matter of fact, the evil one is often called the accuser. Who do you think you are that somehow you can be free and somehow you can be better? Somehow you think that you're better than us? The accuser make up lies and do all that it can to enslave us, to make us dependent on it. So today I want to ask you to take a moment to do this spiritual exercise. First asking ourselves, is our mind worldly or is our mind fixed on the Lord? Are we acting like the Egyptians in the eyes of the world with the standards of the world, or are we seeking the good Lord and letting things go? And second, turn things around and ask ourselves as disciples, as God's own chosen people, are we willing to let go in order to seek the Lord? Or are we fearful, held back, worry about the lifestyle that we have gone so used to? Are we willing to cross over the Red Sea? And are we willing to face our fears, our reservation, our humanity, so that we seek Him first? Who are we called to be? The Israelites, their name means that the one who struggle with the Lord, do not give up. Continue to seek the Lord even when we're struggling, even when we have to face our fears, even when we are accused, even when we are being told that we cannot do it. Trust in the Lord, be humble, and seek Him always.